Last week, my 7-year-old son came home from a field trip to our national aquarium. He was ecstatic after seeing the baby loggerhead turtle up close and would not stop imitating the droning noises of the puffins and razorbills. He also came home with a whole new set of facts, including one that really surprised me. Plastics, he told me, take more than 1,000 years to biodegrade. I had not realized it was quite this long, and when I did the math, I realized that virtually every piece of plastic that has ever been made still exists in some shape or form on our planet. After he went to bed for the night, I did some sleuthing, and I was astonished at what I found. For example, plastic constitutes 90% of all trash floating on the ocean's surface, with 46,000 pieces of plastic per square mile. Those pieces can be all sorts of sizes. Plastic beaten by ocean waves break down into such small segments that pieces from a 1-liter bottle could end up on every mile of beach throughout the world. Further, enough plastic is thrown away each year to circle the Earth 4 times. And annually, we use 500 billion plastic bags worldwide. That's more than 1 million bags every minute. The next day, I took a cold, hard look at my own personal plastic use. It seems nearly impossible to escape plastic in our everyday lives. Plastic is literally at my fingertips all day long. Plastic keyboard, plastic frame computer monitor, plastic mouse. The amount of plastic I encounter daily doesn't end there. The juice drink I buy my daughter after school comes in a plastic bottle. Her pink raincoat has plastics in it. Her lunchbox is plastic, as are the majority of her toys. Most of my food even comes in plastic, from those clamshell takeout containers to the cling wrap around my sliced-by-the-store watermelon. Chances are you can relate. Plastic is everywhere, and to me, plastic was starting to feel like an epidemic. I spent the next night researching the possibility of decreasing the amount of plastics in my life. Online, there is a wealth of resources to help. There are even detailed blogs dedicated to helping you make your life entirely plastic-free. I'm not quite ready to make the leap to a plastic-free life. After all, plastic is as popular as it is because it has so many positive characteristics, like being light, flexible, and inexpensive. But if, like me, you're ready to reduce the amount of plastic in your family's life, here are my 2 favorite tips. First, I no longer buy bottled water or other drinks that come in plastic. Instead, I bring my own to-go mug to the coffee shop, smoothie spot, or restaurants that let me use them. It's a great way to reduce lids, plastic cups, and plastic-lined cups. Recently, I've even started to bring my own metal straw and bamboo eating utensils so that I don't have to rely on the plastic versions that will only get one use before being thrown away. Second, I always bring my own bag. My children are super helpful with this task and never let us enter a store without the stack of reusable bags I keep in the back seat. I've been trying to make plastic a smaller part of my life, but sometimes it just can't be avoided. In those circumstances, I try to choose #1 plastics, also labeled PETE, or #2 plastics, also labeled HDPE, which are the most commonly recycled plastics in our listening area. You can learn more about our plastics and the environment through any of Baltimore's great conservation organizations or from explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.